It is National Teachers Appreciation Day on the Gary Sharp Show. Showing love to all the teachers that have made impacts on your life. We're still accepting those over on Twitter, at Gary Sharp Show, or you can email us as well. I've got one here. This one's, I love this one. It is, this one's coming from Kaylin. She says, love the show. And love what you guys are doing today for teachers. She says, one teacher specifically for me would be Mr. Stockwell. He took me under his wing in college, and he actually was the reason I got my first job in my field. He set up the interview for me, which later turned into a job for a few years that shaped me into the person I am today in my career path. He was an incredible teacher and was always funny and hilarious, but I always remember him as a person who helped me get my start in my career and learn what direction I wanted to go in life. That's just a little bit of what teachers can do for us. We want to hear how your favorite teacher, or might not have been your favorite teacher, but how a teacher has impacted
you. No. We can't have Teacher Appreciation Day and people tell us who the worst teacher was.
Oh, yeah. Please don't. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going there.
I mean, I don't even, there's not even a competition for my worst teacher. But they don't deserve to be mentioned today.
Not today.
They were just a mean person.
Maybe tomorrow. No, it's
really framed how I thought about nuns. Not all nuns are like Whoopi Goldberg.
No.
Yeah.
Love Sister Act.
Yeah.
One of my favorite.
But when they're teaching at St. Pius the 10th school and they're in seventh grade, they're mean people. And then one's a principal and she hits people with a paddle. I don't think you could do that today, right?
I don't think so. No.
Like, people get in trouble at St. Pius the 10th?
Yeah.
Never happened to me. I was a good kid. She had a paddle in her office. She would paddle kids. Like, there's no way you could get away with that today.
Yeah, nah. Nah. Yeah. You can't get away with that one today. Good luck.
Blaine Miller. Blaine Miller, like every other day, was going to the office to get beat by the paddle. Just weird stuff you remember from your younger days.
Yes.
Like you remember the bad teachers, and you remember like kids that were just. I wonder if they're like in Tecumseh,
man.
If they're property of the state of Nebraska, or if they're in. I don't know where the state prisons are in Iowa. Southeastern Iowa, wherever that is. They belong to the state of Iowa. I'm guessing he does. He's a bad kid. I only hung around with him a little bit. I picked and choose my spots to hang out with him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Good enough where he's like, okay, he won't do anything to you, but you learned some things. I like it.
He single-handedly spray-painted an entire hallway at Urbandale High School.
That's impressive.
It was the freshman hallway. It was. I was like, dude, that's a lot of spray paint.
Yeah, that's impressive. Is by himself too?
Yes.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah,
that is really good.
Yes. We'll talk about the NBA coming up near the end of the show. After the night that Russell Westbrook had, and he had the weird line 14-21-24. That didn't seem like a normal line. The team, they had 50 assists. We're talking about the Wizards. Westbrook has 32 double-doubles. So many amazing numbers from last night and in his career. Do you know that he has more triple-doubles than Kobe Bryant had double-doubles?
Wow. That's a stat.
Scott Skiles threw love on him last night, or Scott Brooks threw love on him last night. Is there anyone like him in basketball?
No.
Anyone even close to the way he plays the game?
The only one I could...
I I'm not saying you, but this came up last night.
Yeah.
Don't give me the comp of Magic Johnson.
No.
Is there anybody in basketball that is like him?
The only person that was even close, and I would say would be Derrick Rose, and that's just on an athleticism standpoint. Style of play, they're different. But athleticism in regards to going full speed at the rim, and this is before Derrick Rose got all of his injuries, that's the only other player I could even begin to put in the same sentence as Russell Westbrook. But in regards to finding teammates, having that eye, and rebounding, I wouldn't even put Russell. I mean, I wouldn't put D. Rose in that conversation. That's the only thing close in my mind.
There's nobody really like him. There just isn't.
No.
The way he plays the game of basketball, what he does, how people either appreciate him, or dislike him. I think we should admire him. Don't compare, hey, he's this, this, and this. He's the best, blah, blah, blah. Just admire him for what he does.
Agreed.
Some nights the stats look a little bit different? Yes. But he's also somebody in sports, just like Cam Newton, who's a little eccentric, plays the game different from other people. If they had a championship, you'd go, zip. But I just don't know there's anybody like him. And that line is 14-21-24. Wow.
Yeah.
And just admire him.
Yeah.
I mean, he only had one turnover, I believe. The last time I checked the box score was midway through the fourth last night. I think he only had one turnover. He also didn't shoot very much.
No, he didn't.
What do you have, eight or nine field goal attempts? He definitely controlled the game.
Let's be honest. He didn't need to shoot. Everybody else was wide open.
Well, I was going to do that too. Yeah. It's just you had some bad defense.
Some.
Well, you should have known you were in trouble when Beal just coasted down the lane and threw a hammer dunk down.
Just coasted.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. No,
okay.
That was just coasted down the lane.
Yeah, interesting night in the NBA last night of where the NBA used to be and where it's going.
Yeah.
Westbrook's been around for a while. You got Anthony Davis with the closeout block, and the Lakers hold on after almost blowing a 14-point lead. Derrick Rose reinvents himself and has been a key contributor to the Knicks, who are 9 games over .500. That is wild.
Wild.
And then Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, yes.
Carmelo Anthony is now a top 10 scorer in the NBA. Hoodie, who I've always referred to as Olympic Melo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's had some rocky moments, whether it be in New York or in Denver. But what he is doing at the end of his career in Portland, I think is really impressive because, I don't know if you know this or not, but the Houston Rockets left him on the side of the road.
Absolutely. To dry.
He was, they just said, go over there in the corner and rot.
Mm-hmm.
And he found a way to fight back. Now, I don't think he was super compliant in Houston. That was just a bad relationship. But Houston didn't treat him like you should treat a guy of that stature.
Right.
And he went to Portland, and they gave him a chance. And he has been worthy. And now he's a top 10 scorer. He's had an incredible journey from growing up in Baltimore to going to Syracuse, winning a national championship, and to a lengthy career in the NBA, where I believe that sometimes, and there's somebody else that doesn't have a championship, sometimes his best accolades are when he's wearing red, white, and blue compared to a Denver uniform,
yep.
Oklahoma City, the Knicks, Portland, Houston, any of those uniforms that he has worn. More on that. We'll do that in an hour. 12:38. Matt Lothrop from KETV will join us next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.